The Purple Project Podcast rolling out on this hot Monday here, folks. September 19th, 2022. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, for the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. If it's your first time listening to this pod, welcome on board. Folks, you're going to get a lot more reaction this weekend. Or should not this weekend, this week anyways, leading up to the OU primetime game, obviously, on Saturday night, which is the football team's first Big 12 game. And, of course, they're coming off that very disappointing loss against Tulane last weekend as well, as far as other sports. So, looking at the weekend, obviously, mostly down for the most week, including postcast time of women's soccer. They had a two-game winning streak. Well, that ended in a hurry yesterday as the city recorded us on Monday as they got shut out by the Jackrabbits of South Dakota 2-0, excuse me, as both goals came in the second half of this game. No score after one half of play, and then South Dakota put it on the board 10 minutes in, or actually 5 minutes in the second half, there with a goal there, and then they won. They added another goal later on in the second half there to pretty much seal the deal. No offense for this team, obviously, coming off of their kind of an outbreak, if you will, at home in their last match, winning 3-0, scoring three goals in what less in a span of 5 minutes for a case of women's soccer. Nothing, absolutely nothing offensively in this one, as they lose, and they're right back to 500 to wrap up non-con play. 4-4-1 for this Mike DeBeanie-led squad for the women's soccer team. And now you wait to get back on the road for your first Big 12 opponent against Iowa State, which has kind of been a theme for most of the schools, for most of the teams around here, except for volleyball, as they get ready for the Southern Flower Showdown here in Bramlage Coliseum this weekend against Kansas. For that as well, Mike DeBeanie, after the thought, he commented on the non-conference schedule, the where his team stacks up. Quote, "I think there's a lot of positives, even though we're 500. You look at the quality of opponents we played that our losses have come against, and those programs all have winning records and are doing well. We have learned a lot from all those matches, and I think we've prepared for the Big 12 play. We need to continue to grind and continue to chip away, and we'll be fine." Of course, Iowa State, that is a Thursday night. Yep, that's a Thursday night kick in Ames. There we'll have postcast of that as well. The match with South Dakota State here, shots this time. K-State has been kind of on a roll with outshooting their opponent. Well, Jackrabbits outshot the Cats 16-8 in this one. Shots on goal 7-3. Saves, K-State 5, South Dakota State 3, corner kicks. Oh boy, South Dakota State had all of them, 14-1. Woo! 14-1 in this one. Fouls, K-State was sloppy, 12-5 on that end as well. Kyla Goings shut out in this one. She had 3 shots, one of them was on goal. No goals for this one, so Kyla Goings has been on some kind of a streak as far as scoring goals. I think she scored like 3 or 4 games in a row. That came to an end as well, as she did not score a goal in this one. Aaliyah L. Nagar on the list as well. She had a shot on goal and came up empty, obviously. Marissa Weichel also had a shot, was not close. And then Kirsten Van Carr, same thing as well. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you expected. If I want to be totally brutally honest there, you knew you were going to get your shot at South Dakota State there. You knew South Dakota State had an undefeated record, I believe, there with 3 ties, if I remember correctly, saying on episode 120 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. And oh, by the way, me and Alex will have basically Reaction Monday, all football talk on episode 121 this week on the podcast as well. We might end up recording another one this week. We'll see. Obviously, I'm busy throughout the rest of the week, but definitely you might want to put your kids to bed for this week's episode. I'm just warning you guys right now. But yeah, so the soccer team, kind of where I thought they would be, right here again. At this point in time, I'm gonna show them. Yeah, show me that you've improved. Obviously, the biggest win is that Yale win, the upset win on senior night. Of course, weird things happen on senior night, whether it's here in K-State, Iowa State, or Yale, South Dakota State, whatever. It just brings out different everyone. It just brings out that type of emotion there. But, yeah, they followed up with a big win there. It's Colorado State blitzing them in the first half, and then you get goose egg on the road there. So, and the negative, and the bad thing again, you go right back on the road against Iowa State, which Alex kind of, read out their non-con. Iowa State had a brutal schedule, more brutal than K-State's. So it's going to be a matter of fact who is more prepared going into this match on Thursday night when K-State goes to Ames and plays Iowa State. That's what it's going to come down to here. And in the past, can K-State in conference play take that next step with these veteran group of girls? We're going to find out for sure. But on this postcast here today, K-State, there's nothing really much else to talk about. Shut out on the road yesterday against South Dakota State, as now they're back to 500, 4-4-1 now. As now we get to the meat of the schedule now, Big 12 play for all the teams now. Start this week with soccer, and then you have, I believe, when the football team is going to be playing, the KU game will be going on at the same time. The KU game being the volleyball game for K-State. So a lot to look forward to. We're going to find out a lot about our teams here within starting this week about conference play, how well they're prepared. Obviously, volleyball, they got swept. It is invitational against two other teams as well. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see. But K-State falls on the road in their final non-con game against South Dakota State Jackrabbits on yesterday afternoon, by a count of 2-0 there for K-State's women's soccer. The Purple Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. We also have other content as well up there in the archives now, wherever you get your podcasts. K-State Nation, you better buckle up, folks. This could get really interesting, folks. We'll have to see what happens with our teams here as we are officially in Big 12 play across the board. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it for this postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! We'll talk to you later on all week long on all things K-State.